Rusty, Carlos, come here. Come on, boys. Come on. Yeah, stop swiping at the door. You just got out. You are fine. All right.
Hello.
Now we need the sound. Oh, all right, let them know. What's going on?
We are doing dudes.
Give them the crack.
The dudes. Okay. Before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good noise. That's, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Cheers.
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 Mm-mm.
Ooh, that's tasty flavors coming from Dudes Brewing Company.
Oh, nice. The Dudes
Brewing Company. The Dudes Brewing Company. Pew, 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 pew. Wah, wah, wah.
Put some sound effects.
Yeah, exactly. Got to put some sound effects in right there. All right.
I have the most excellent IPA.
And I have the wiser dude, and my name is Elliot Stanley. I'm your host. And that is?
Lindsay Underwood.
Your other host. All right. Cool,
I'm the
cool,
guest.
Cool. No, you're not. You're going to be on all of these episodes because who else do I drink beer with?
Oh, good point.
All right. We today, this is the beginning of the Alcoholics Diaries. Your weekly podcast to talk about beer, wine, booze, hangovers, all of the above. Maybe not hangovers because we might put another podcast for hangover cures. So we don't know yet.
Yeah, because that's a completely different day, you know?
Like, yeah, when come you're on drinking, now. I can't talk about food on here.
When you're drinking, it's all about like, it's fun. And then the next
when
day.
When you drink water, yeah. How much alcohol can I drink? How much can I mix?
When I'm drinking, I don't want to think about hangovers.
What kind of hangover cures are going to work best? What kind of people have the best secrets? Who knows? We're going to figure that out.
Who doesn't get hangovers?
Fuck those guys.
Me at 19 years old.
Yeah, fuck that person. Fuck me at 18 years old because that's the last time I didn't get a hangover from drinking.
I didn't get one for a really long time.
And I just recently had my first hangover where I had a two-day hangover.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It sucked. This last weekend. Oh, well, I did drink.
This last week, and that's so sad that that was Actually, I've never had a two.
The ripe old age of 23, I'm a fucking crotchety old man. No, I think it was definitely just how much I drank.
No, it's the mixing.
Yeah.
I was there, folks.
Started beer, went to, I can't remember, went, then ended in Captain Morgan, and might have gone to something else. I have no idea.
No, I got to the point of being... Honestly, you were very polite about it. And like, you were like, yeah, you know what? I probably should leave. But you got kicked out of the bar.
I did. And that's honestly kind of my favorite thing about that. Because usually if I'm drunk, I'm an angry drunk.
Yeah. So well, that's, maybe remember Captain I told Morgan, you. I was like, shoot, this is going to either
be really bad or really
he's just going to get mad. Not yeah. necessarily at the bouncer, but like you literally threw your hands up and you're like, yeah, you're right. See you guys later.
That's, I mean, usually if it's any other alcohol, maybe Captain Morgan is my shit and I'm just like that good at Captain Morgan that I just kind of like,
which is so right, weird. I remember because we were with our friends and a friend of a friend kept bringing shots.
That fucking dick.
I thought
it was fun.
I thought it was gold tequila. So I was like, okay, we've been drinking margaritas all day. We went to a Mexican restaurant. Like, we're ready for tequila. Probably not too much tequila, but you know,
started off
a couple shots here and there.
Yeah.
No rum, like what the hell. And then I remember he brought me one. Oh no. I tried to take one from our friend. Oh. No, not you. It was the other girl.
Yeah.
Tried to take it from her because
she was
too drunk. So I was like, oh, I'll throw this back real quick. It's not gonna, if it's tequila, I've been doing this all night, blah, blah.
Throw it
back. And I was like, what is this? And it's like spiced rum. I was like, oh,
that's
God.
The worst of it too. Cause like, I like rum, but I hate spiced rum.
Well, that's
but
what
I was also
my sister's allergic to, well, which we kind of self-diagnosed, but
so maybe not.
We just tell her stay away from that one.
Well, it's like we tell your dad, don't drink tequila. Cause you're an angry drunk.
Yeah. You're kind of can get there too.
I'm a pretty angry drunk too.
I think that's everyone though.
Yeah, tequila just gets you when
you're
drunk.
That's like when I pick fights with either with you
or random people on cruises because that was a fun time. He says one like joking remark and then all of a sudden you're at his throat like ready to pick a fight with a Mexican man. He said party foul
because one of our drinks fell.
Which happens. And we're on a boat. So, you know, totally understandable that one fell. Slippery surfaces. It's a drink. And it's rocking. And we can all understand.
Even my dad agrees. It was the waitress. She just set it on, like, the wrong, like, angle and it fell and slid off.
She didn't put it on a napkin.
Okay. I'm sure they'll agree with me.
And that he could, but he was making a joke.
No, he goes, oh, party foul. And what did I say? I was like, no, he said, oh, yeah, forgot.
He said, ooh, party foul. Now you got to buy all of us a drink. Oh. Or now you got to buy drinks. And you said, oh, yeah, if you do that. Or something along the lines of, oh, yeah, are you buying drinks or something like that. And That's not even rude. No, but he wasn't being rude. He was joking around. We're all drinking. We're all having a good time. One glass of water hits the ground.
Can we just get this? Like, I mouthed off. I shouldn't have. But at the end of it, we all were like talking good.
Yeah.
And because, like, friends.
Because your dad's the nicest person. And remember
that one guy dropped his drink. Because, do you remember that? And there's red cup. And I was like, oh,
I honestly saw that. It's because your dad accidentally swiped it out of his hands. Because we are all fucking hammered. It doesn't matter.
You know what? I'm just going to pretend he dropped it all on his own.
Tequila is an angry drunk. We don't need to worry about tequila.
Personally, for me, if someone makes me angry, that's when I get an angry drunk. Other than that, it's super fun drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like margaritas all day.
Yeah. But we don't need to be worried about tequila today because we're talking about beer.
Oh, my gosh. Beer?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God. Beer.
Slay, queen.
Slay. Yeah, queen.
So we have beer from the Dudes Brewing Company, like we said earlier. I'm drinking the Weiser Dude.
Yes.
It's a American-style Pilsner. Very easy drinking. It's beer for drinking, I'd say. And then Lindsay is drinking the Most Excellent IPA. And if you haven't fucking guessed just from that title, she's going to read you the description. Ooh. And you better guess what movie this is from.
Am I going to know?
Yeah, you know. You should know. You've seen it. I know that.
Okay, but let's see if it clicks.
Read the description.
Most Excellent IPA, Indian Pale Ale. Time flies when you're having fun! Exclamation point.
We don't need to say... ending of sentences.
It's just tells like people need to know. Like,
exclamation points and question marks are so your inflection changes, not so you say them. Okay, now go for it.
My name is English. Okay, fire up your air guitars and get ready for a most excellent adventure. Oh, right from there, I know it. Okay, I get it.
What number am I thinking of, dude? 69, dude. Exactly. Let's go.
Child, you're about to embark upon a totally non-bogus journey into the enchanted land of hops. Our most excellent IPA bursts with almost outstanding...
Sound it out.
Okay, no, the font on this looks like it says almost, but it's... Okay.
All right, I gotta admit, the font on mine is pretty weird.
It says amost. Our most excellent IPA bursts with amost outstanding blend of hops. It's a little hazy, very juicy, and light on the palate as just...
You got it. You're almost there.
At just 5% ABV.
Just 5%. Not too much.
It's not.
That's beer for drinking right there.
That is, and it's kind of a big can. Okay, anyway. From San Dimas to the South Bay, this dude is the perfect companion for any SoCal adventure. So remember, be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. Different movie, but still good line. Okay, and then I'm drinking the Weiser Dude. And if you haven't guessed from the name of the company, they were inspired by a long-haired Jeff Brooks wearing just a... Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Brooks.
Jeff Brooks. Who are the fuck that dude is? Hey, shout out Jeff Brooks. You're really tight, dude. Just keep it up. They're... inspired by a long-haired, robe-toting Jeff Bridges. Say, friend, you got any more of that? Jeez Louise, this stuff is tough.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nice and tough to read. Say, friend, you got any more of that good sarsaparilla? What the fuck is sarsaparilla? That's another fucking podcast.
Sarsaparilla, right?
Yeah, but what is it? Like, is it a drink or is it – I don't know. That's a different podcast. We're okay. Say, friend, got any more of that good sarsaparilla? Sorry, fresh out. We do, however, have this, the Wiser Dude. It's a classic American Pilsner, clean and fresh. It's a good throwback to a simpler time. Pair this dude with the open lake, 10 pines, good company, and your trustworthy bowling ball. Well, my friend,
I love the you accent.
Got yourself an evening the dude abides.
An evening?
Take comfort in that. You got yourself an evening the dude abides.
You know what? You know what I'd love to do right now?
I fucking love the abides.
Try it, because you haven't even let me try it yet.
You're right. You're right. I want to try some of that excellent IPA.
You haven't tried mine either?
Mm-mm. My gosh. Ooh, that is excellent.
Ooh, yummy.
That is tasty. That is refreshing. I actually really like this IPA.
Rustolian, stop scratching at the door. You already went pee.
Come on, Rust. We got too many dogs in this house trying to get outside. All right. This most excellent... Dude, again? Really? This most excellent IPA is very hoppy without being super... It sucks.
It's hazy.
It's hazy. Yeah, it's very definitely a hazy kind of flavor, but it sucks as a explanation of how it tastes. It's hoppy without being hoppy. It gives you a very good hoppy taste.
You are so cool and smart.
Oh my god, I'm like the best.
And you're so like hipster. Yeah, like who comes up with that?
Just fucking wait until I start describing beers that have like more complex flavors. I'm gonna go fucking douche on your ass.
You know what? I think we should open the dudes that we have. That's like the grandma's, what is that called?
It's the great grandmother, which I'm very excited about, and I don't think we should open it because I'm already fucked up, and I want to wait until I can enjoy that flavor. Oh. The great grandmother who was brewed inside of a rum barrel.
Was it rum? Yeah.
It was rum. Aged inside of a rum barrel, and they just got rid of their one that was aged inside of a whiskey or a bourbon barrel.
No, it was whiskey.
No, it was bourbon. Because it had bourbon in the in the title.
Aren't those like
bourbon?
I feel like we're fighting against the same thing.
Yeah, we're like on the same side, but we didn't think we were. Yeah,
it's not like we're like vodka and whiskey.
Yeah, it's a type of whiskey, and it's got a certain flavor to it. But it was a tough ass beer to drink because I didn't think I was that full, and I didn't think I couldn't take it. But I drank that whole entire thing, and towards the end. It's a 12.2 beer, so well, yeah, I was fucked up.
When we got the taster, I was like, oh, okay, yum. Whiskey, I was like, I've had whiskey or bourbon, whatever it was. Same-ish. Same flavor.
Yeah.
Type of back. Yeah. So I tasted
back
it.
Back of the throat kind of flavor. Yeah. Yeah.
So I tasted it, and it's straight up like on the front end.
Very whiskey.
I was like, I thought I was taking a shot of like Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
But on the back. It was sweeter.
That's
where it was more of like a citrus or like a berry type of beer.
But the
front, I couldn't drink a whole glass of that.
It was not as tough as I completely thought it would be. Or it was tougher than I thought it would be. Because that taster, it was definitely very whiskey. But it had such a good cherry ending. But it was only because I was taking sips.
Yeah.
When I got the full... What is it? I think it was a 12-ounce pour.
Yeah, that was the most they
It was like
pour.
I was taking big gulps, so it feels like I'm taking big gulps of whiskey, and then it ends with a nice cherry. So it's like a chaser. It's a whiskey and a chaser all in one for the way I was drinking it.
That's actually really good.
It was.
That's
it was
what
really
it
tough.
Tastes like because when you take a shot, lunch. When you take a shot of whiskey,
yeah,
you taste the whiskey, and then you throw the literally like a cherry Coke.
Yeah.
Back with it, and that's like so. The front end's whiskey, and so drinking a 12-ounce glass of that—that's like
it was
to
not
me the taste
easy, but it was tasty.
Like I was beginning a shot each sip, and I couldn't drink even a 12 ounce.
It was definitely not the easiest beer to drink, but it was fucking tasty beer. I liked it a lot.
It tasted good, and that like
it was that was the three sips that wasn't got. The grandmother because the grandmother is the grandmother. Pecan. That one was the fuck. What was
it? Oh, it was Genie in a Bottle.
Yeah, Genie in a Bottle. That one was delicious.
But well, no. Out. It wasn't Genie in the Bottle.
But it was Genie something.
No, Genie in the Bottle was the one that I liked. Where it was it was like the one that I had ordered on the side. So I kept trying yours.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
I think you ordered a grandmother pecan on the side. let's stop stressing about what we ordered.
Because
we can be as drunk as we want. But let's talk about what we know. California IPA.
There's
and the
one
double
of the
Trump.
Dudes is very whiskey.
Yeah. They have multiple brands of beers that are being multiple year or aged inside of these barrels, and they have one coming up inside of a tequila barrel.
But
and
like,
it's
since
tequila
is so intense, he was saying like
they double washed it.
Yeah, they double wash it, just so it's not too tequila-y, but it definitely has that.
They're doing good things over the dudes. They understand flavor. They're doing a really good job,
which is awesome. I loved it in there.
Yeah, I mean,
and the guy helping us was such a cool guy.
Yeah, fucking great bartender. Over in Thousand Oaks, I did not actually. He's over in Thousand Oaks, though. I'm pretty sure he's one of the only barmaids over in Thousand Oaks because his picture was all over the TV that was on. So you go anytime during the week, I bet he's there.
In the Jans Mall, people in Thousand Oaks, California.
Closer to Hillcrest than to the middle. So yeah, it's Moor Park and Hillcrest. That's like kind of closest.
Before
place.
You reach the Thousand Oaks Mall,
fucking recommend it because it's just a cool atmosphere
and not crowded on like a Friday afternoon, which is.
Well, we were also it was an afternoon. We got in there like at 1, which is afternoon, but like it's not that much afternoon.
Sound like alcoholic.
It's called Alcoholic Diaries. We start drinking at dumb times.
Or 5 o'clock Friday at 1. You know what? No.
We do what we do.
I don't call it alcoholism. I call it funism.
I call it research.
I call it research
it was just
that we can
pure
apply.
Research for our
I call
podcast.
It my job.
So
just kidding, it's not my job.
But other than these two beers, they have an amazing double IPA and single IPA, California IPA and the Double Trunk IPA. Double
I got
IPA.
Two of the Double Trunk while we're
fantastic
there.
Hoppy beers. They know how to work with their flavors and they know how to make flavorful
their
beers.
Their flavor, and then also their marketing, like on the cans that they have. It's like awesome.
They're
like
outstanding.
The Double Trunk is literally like one of those.
It looks like a Ganesh from Hinduism.
Yeah, like the Hindu elephant design, but it had two trunks.
Not a Ganesh.
Like,
what is that? What are those fucking called? My dad has a tattoo of them. It's like, why can't I think of that? It's the dumbest thing that I can. Probably because I'm drinking.
Wait, let me look it up.
All right, yeah, you
That's
check
why
that
we
out.
Have phones.
We're gonna move on. I'm gonna move on to the establishment itself, just for the Thousand Oaks one. Haven't been to too much else, and just from when we were in there, is very relaxing.
Ganesha.
It's a Ganesha. So it's close to a Ganesh, but it's Ganesha. And
the elephant has two trunks.
It's like the elephant goddess that's from the Hinduism religion.
Which I love. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it's got double trunks. It's a play on that. It's not exactly that, but it's a play on that. But it does a very good job.
The California IPA is awesome.
It's just big old California, and it's a tribute to where it's from.
Once again, though, the marketing's awesome because it's like California, and in between the I and the A, they put the P.
Yeah, and what we were talking about.
California.
And what we were talking about with California. What we were talking about with
not gonna lie, that was the first time I read that. Like
with our
like
bartender
that.
Was just this hotbed of California beers, which is going on, which is fucking awesome because there's not a whole lot of places that are going on other than like Colorado and some parts of New England. It's just this great craft beer movement that's happening that. Makes pretty much anywhere you go in California a hotbed for good beer. You can
this
go
awesome.
Anywhere here in LA.
Lucky for us
Northern
Californians.
LA. Yeah, fuck all the rest of you. it all started in San Diego. I'd say like
not
with
all,
Stone
but
Brewing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a lot of those breweries are the older breweries. My least favorite brewery I think of all time. Other than the shitty ones like Sam Adams and other things like that, I think my least favorite craft brewery is Ballast Point. That's unpopular opinion, but I'm not a big fan of Ballast Point. I'll drink a Sculpin,
like a Sculpin
when it's the
yeah.
only thing I can drink, but I won't drink anything else from them.
What are they even like?
They're too
what else
Sam.
Do they
they're
do?
So close to a Sam Adams. It's gross.
Oh.
Their porters are just
so they're like mainstream.
They're
that's not even craft anymore. If they can get compared to Sam Adams,
they're the closest. They're the closest craft beer place to Sam Adams, and I hate it. I'm not a big Ballast Point fan, but California is a great hotbed for it. If you're in Northern California, definitely join the California Beer Passport group.
Yeah, that's fun.
You can just look up beer passports and get a awesome little fake little passport with four breweries on each page.
But like up to like 50, at least 50.
At least 50. You're right. I mean, I have sure. When we you and I both have it. You and I both have 56 in our heads, like that number for some reason.
So it has to be somewhere in that vicinity.
So yeah, of you're numbers. Right. And it's all in the Sacramento area.
Yeah, which is really
all
cool.
Within driving distance. It's
so if you're spending like a weekend in Sacramento,
get it and just move around.
You get free stuff along the way. So like if you get four stamps, you get something.
You get a bottle opener.
Fun.
Cool bottle opener. That's like the one that's like the beer company, not the beer company, because it's a different company that's coming out with the actual passports, but it's their like California certified beer bottle
it's
opener.
Cool.
You get a bottle at a certain amount, and then you get a map of like the way if you finish it. At the end, you get a map of like all of like a number of the route you took and all that stuff,
which is really cool. Because when you get your stamp, you put the date that you went.
Yeah.
So whether you finish or not, it's just kind of cool. It's kind of like a little beer diary.
Yeah, it's
like an alcoholic diary.
It's like I'm an alcoholic and I just want to track where I was because I forgot for the last 6 months. I forgot.
You know what?
Everywhere I went.
Hey, don't hate. It happens.
Yeah, you know. That's what college
was.
I
don't even remember what I was doing last night.
College was...
Just kidding. That sounded really bad.
Yeah, last night was Thursday. We were sober. We were fine.
I did have some wine.
But that was pretty much our college years. 4 years of I have no idea what the fuck just happened. But
we met each other, so at least we remember each other.
So that was cool. That was pretty tight.
Right?
But
I mean, I'd say so.
Back to the dudes. Because we've been going on and off of the dudes. I want to really focus on how cool this brew company is. We've talked about a couple of their beers that we really liked. The Establishment here in Thousand Oaks. What did you think of the Establishment?
It was super cute.
It's.
It was honestly bigger than I thought.
Yeah, it's really
cute. From the outside, I thought we were going to walk in. It was just going to be that front area that had like four tables and then the bar. But there was at least like eight tables in the back.
Yeah, it's
which
roomy.
Is cool because a lot of places that we go to only have seating either at the bar or like two tables.
Yeah,
for extra
and
seating.
It was relaxing too. It wasn't like super up. You know,
they got the
high
TVs
energy
going.
But also, we were there in the middle of the day. We don't know how the nightlife is. It could be a little bit more high maintenance, could be a little bit more crazy.
So you're saying, should we visit tonight?
I think we might need to take an Uber there tonight and check it out and come report back. But, you know, I'm just saying I liked the day vibe.
Cool.
There were some nice people at the bar that were talking with us. The bartender was really cool. You know, it was awesome.
I wish we caught his name.
Yeah, he was really good.
I'm sure
bartender.
He'll be there next time we go in.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. He's the most recognizable person that I've ever met because not only was he wearing a Vince Scully shirt, which I have to ask, do you know who Vince Scully is?
Yeah, a baseball player.
Not a baseball player, baseball announcer.
Frick. Okay.
For the Dodgers.
Frick. Okay, wait.
He was.
I remember because our conversation we were having was about baseball.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he was a baseball fan and then he pointed to his shirt and I was like, fuck. I should have known that.
He was
so stupid, and then I just looked stupid again because I thought he was a baseball player. But
no,
you know
it's
what?
Okay. It was
I'm going to take an W for that one because I was close.
And you knew it was baseball when you looked at his shirt.
Oh, yeah. But also,
and you know the
it
name
looked
Vince
like
Scully.
A jersey.
All right. I'm going to go pee. Okay. Now we're back. Sorry, I had
How
to go
was
pee.
Your pee.
It was fantastic. Beer makes me pee.
Oh,
So there might be a lot of pee breaks inside
of. Especially because, can I have my IPA back?
Fuck you. Yeah. You
pick. the wise dude. Wiser dude, because you thought you were wiser than me.
No,
I'm the wise one because I picked the IPA.
No, I just needed a lighter beer because I just took down that big old beer back there.
Is Rusty so, scratching again?
He is. He's being a little dickhole. Rusty. Don't worry. Rustolian's a cute pup.
But oh my gosh, he's the cutest, guys. He's a toy poodle who started off very red. That's why he's named Rusty.
Instead of getting gray, he just got a light red. He's a just more red. Ginger.
He's not rusty. Now he's like
he's ginger. Yeah, he's very ginger.
But like ginger as in like the thing you get on the side of sushi.
All right, now I want to talk about what we...
Thanks for just ignoring my comment.
I heard you. I just wanted to move on to the next topic.
Okay.
I want to talk about what we didn't like of the dudes. I'll go first. First thing is, it's a like and a dislike at the same time because it depends. I didn't get to talk about their brewing process. A lot of times, we remember we were talking about their pumpkin IPA that they had in the fridge. And they say, like, pumpkin is a very prominent flavor inside their beer. What I learned from talking with other brewmasters is most of the time when they have a very prominent flavor inside their beer, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It could be very, you know, what some people prefer. But a lot of times they add these syrups or outside non-regular flavors to beer, which can cause not really cause anything. It just causes a more flavorful beer in that one flavor,
but doesn't which can overpower fake it. Also,
sometimes it can. Sometimes they can work with the syrup or whatever they're using to make that flavor better. I'm pretty sure and we'll get to it later. With breweries, we'll get to other breweries in just a little bit as a comparison. With other breweries I've had, one in particular was the Ojai Winery Festival when we had Firestone.
Oh, yeah.
They had that beer that had three different flavors in it. What was it? It was
guava?
It was
peach?
Peach. It was peach rings.
Peach. Well, yeah.
But the flavors
were like, they put out
creamsicle.
Orange creamsicle. Peach.
Can't remember the
what
last one.
What was the other one? What was the beer called? Let me look it up.
It was their seasonal beer, but it always changes flavors. Seasonal I can't freaking remember. Beer. But while we were drinking it, the girl that was telling us about the
by the way, beer, I won.
She did. It was like a competition of like you have to smell the flavor and then drink the beer and try and pick out what had the most, you know, flavors to you. But they didn't tell me that it didn't add up to 100%. So what the fuck? But no, obviously it didn't
add up to 100%. Because I'm smart.
I thought too much about it.
Tried to do math.
But that they talked about how they didn't use any syrups or they use natural flavors to try and bring out those flavors inside the beer and a lot of other places. And to make them not so freaking powerful. And sometimes I really like beers that are not that powerful because they're just annoying. They really overpower your palate. You don't get too much of the beer flavor along with that, which is never fun. You know, you drink beer to taste beer. So that's
the Firestone one was really good.
Yeah, it was. And that's because I think
wanted you to find the flavor.
I'm pretty sure they told us they didn't use those syrups.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure that's why I'm saying a dislike of dudes is because I didn't have it.
Because he said that it was so upfront that it's probably fake flavor.
He said he's like, we like you to taste what the flavors we like you to taste. Like if you don't have to search for the flavors, it's there. It'll let you know it's there. I'm pretty sure that's a syrup flavor.
Oh, it is.
But
unless they put a shit ton of pumpkin in it.
You're right. I have no idea. I didn't talk to him about it. So that could be a bad side, it could be an upside.
But that would just cost a lot of money. That's why the brewers put syrup in it, because it's cheaper.
And
it's stronger. Whereas if they put, like, what's that one? The watermelon? Oh, Hell or High Watermelon by 21st Amendment.
Fucking amazing.
But you can totally tell it's watermelon, but it's fresh watermelon. Like, it's real watermelon that they put in.
It tastes like they did it with the hops.
Yeah, rather it doesn't than taste like a watermelon candy, you know, like that fake flavor. It tastes like you're biting into watermelon.
And I mean, so far I've never had a, that's the biggest thing, I guess. The way to tell is if it tastes like a fake flavor. I think that's the best way. You put it the best way. I think it's if it tastes like a fake flavor, then obviously it's a candy or a syrup. And if it tastes like a good flavor, a fresh flavor, then it's more. And I didn't have the pumpkin, so I have no idea. Yeah, I didn't talk to him about it. So
for all we know, it could be completely fresh. Pumpkin's a pretty strong flavor.
It is. And I had a lot of really good beers from them. So that really isn't a downside, but it's not.
Especially because we didn't try it.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is I didn't try it. So.
But I'm down.
I can't really.
Could that be our new pumpkin spice latte?
No.
A pumpkin beer?
Because girls don't drink pumpkin spice. Don't drink beer. You're the only, like, there are like 4 or 5 girls on the planet that drink beer. And you're one of them. And the other the other four probably will never listen to this podcast. So we don't know.
Hi.
There's boys? Not a lot.
Is it just guys?
Maybe. I don't know. But there's not a lot of girls that drink, craft beer.
Craft beer. There's girls that drink, like, they'll go to their Coronas.
I mean,
and
I know guys.
Which, hey, I love my Corona with a lime.
And it's not just girls, because I don't want to be sexist. There's a lot of guys I know that hate craft beer.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I'll call them the same thing I call the women that don't drink craft beers. Fucking women.
Hey! No, women are awesome.
I'm just joking.
Men that are called women are lucky.
No, all right. The biggest... that gets me on
just kidding.
We're gonna divert real quick from beer real fast because I think I heard the funniest joke ever. It was why call men that you want to belittle and make them feel weak a pussy rather than calling them anything else? Because a pussy is probably the strongest thing that we know. It fucking pushes children out of them and then it relaxes elasticizes back to their same size.
Word, elasticizes?
I know it doesn't. It's not, but I'm drunk. It snaps back to where it used to be.
It becomes one again.
It doesn't. And you can punch it, you can kick it, and it doesn't hurt as bad.
Bullshit.
No, you can, but you fucking graze a ball, and that's like fucking.
And also, I know
the most pain on the planet.
This also might be TMI, but it takes a beating.
Yeah. It's got balls flopping against it. It's got a hip thrusting against it. And it's got something inside of it. Pussies.
Mine was like.
Don't call guys that you want to belittle as being weak pussies. Call them testicles. Because guess what? Testicles
those
take
are
a
weak
graze.
What's,
take a graze
ladies,
from
ladies,
your hand.
Ladies, what is the number one rule we learn when we want self-defense? Like to learn self-defense.
Hit them in the balls.
Kick them in the balls. So next time you want to call someone.
A pussy. Don't. Call
don't
them the balls.
Call them. You're being a testicle. You're being a testy. You're being a man's balls. You're
don't
being
be a testicle.
A
take that shot, pussy.
That's basically what it means. Yeah, you just said pussy.
Don't be a testicle. Take that shot, testicle. Something like that. It doesn't really roll off the tongue like pussy, but
it doesn't.
It still works.
But also, why is that called a pussy?
Yeah, cats are pussies. I don't know. Derogatory terms. I don't like cats that much. I like pups.
Dogs are so cute. Okay, back to beer. Speaking of
back
it, cheers.
Yeah,
cheers.
Cheers.
Can we
cheers.
Make a cool sound? We're in cans, though, so
let's,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not
let's
gonna
try.
Make...
Do you like the bottom, you know?
I hope that made a fucking
that
noise.
That sounded like...
sounded
like a
burn.
That made a noise. That was awful.
what am... I was thinking, because before we went to the dudes, we went to Westlake. I wanted to Westlake Brewing Company. I wanted to compare between them, Westlake, and Inegrin Brewing Company, which are all local brews. They're all very close to each other.
Can I rank
although
them?
Although the actual brew site of the dudes is in Torrance, LA.
But
they have a location that and it did start in here in Thousand or no, it started in Torrance, but now the owner lives in Thousand Oaks.
Did you say Torrance, LA? Isn't it Torrance, California?
But it's like
is Torrance
LA's,
part of LA?
LA is like five.
LA
different,
is Southern California.
LA is like five different cities smashed together.
It's true. It's true. Sorry.
There's a fucking mayor of Hollywood,
like
West Hollywood, North Hollywood. Who cares? So it's Torrance is where it started. And I have no idea because I'm not a local. if it's Torrance, California or Torrance, LA. Pretty sure it's close enough to LA. We can just consider it LA. I'm pretty sure all the people from there say LA. But I want to do a comparison, and then I'm going to throw one in at the end of your ranking
and see if
of the dudes of Westlake and of Integrin.
Okay, so can I rank them 1 to 3?
Yeah, 1 to 3. Well, we're going to go 3, 2, 1.
3 being the worst?
3 being the worst, 1 being the best.
Oh, easy. Westlake.
Okay, well, and support that answer.
Like on their menu, they have like the 3 major flavors.
Yeah.
Lager like that.
Yeah.
Like attributes to each beer and
hoppy, light, and dark.
Which no, not those. Like the categories, yeah, they stood up to their categories, but under each like title of the beer, yeah, like whether I picked one that was hoppy, under the like hoppy beer that I picked, it said like this flavor, and this flavor.
Yeah.
And it just was lacking. Like, not that it was a bad beer, but, like, I'd, like, take a sip of it, and it wasn't, yeah, like, oh, you said pine and caramel? Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I just didn't – I don't know.
It's more of a searcher's beer rather than a
– which does not mean that, like, if I see it on tap and it's the only one I recognize, like, I won't not get it.
Yeah.
It was a good beer, but don't, like, don't accentuate these flavors and, like –
and come up short on them.
And come up short. Like, I feel like a cooking critic right now or like a cooking show, but it's true.
But, I mean, I've had beers that – you're right. I've had beers that have said
they flavors. They promise a flavor. And
I've actually found them easier than – and I don't think it's I hate the argument of, oh, well, you're just not you don't have the palate for beer then. No, fuck you. I've drank more beer in my life than I have fucking water. I know my flavors of beer.
Babe, that's not healthy.
Yeah, well, I woke up 0.08. I'm just happy to be here. I know my flavors of beer. I know my accents of beer. I know all of the things. You know, I can search for those flavors of beer, and some are harder to find than others. But who gives a fuck whether my palate is as what you say fine-tuned as yours? If it doesn't have caramel in it and I can't taste the caramel, it doesn't have fucking caramel. And you're saying that
there's caramel?
It doesn't have fucking caramel in it.
If yeah, I have you might to, have put it in there, but if I have I don't to sip that it. Shit
18 times and smell it 14 times or 23 times, I don't fucking care. There's no caramel in it. You're right. I mean, it was a bland flavored beer. It held up to its flavor capacity, but it was a bland flavored beer at the end
hoppy,
of the day.
Yeah, I got the hoppy, but don't say that it's citrusy, yeah, pine, and caramel. Those are 3 very like... like, as soon as yeah, I read those words, I, like, smelt it. Like, yeah, you know, I know the smell of pine. I know the smell of caramel. Yeah. I know the smell of citrus. And I took a sip, and I was like, this tastes like your regular old double IPA.
And I smelled your beer, and I tasted your beer. And the only things I really smelled and tasted were pine and citrus. And the pine was...
which is so sad because I was so excited about the caramel. I was like, yeah, oh my gosh, that's going to be yummy. I wanted a little
bit of it. I wanted a little bit. And I got a little bit of the taste, but that's after me smelling and sipping for like
and also, I feel like convincing yourself that there's caramel in it.
Yeah, that's also what you're expecting compared to like what your brain wants to say. Yep. Okay, now on to your number 2.
Okay, my number 2 was – oh, it's Dudes and Integrin are left.
Yeah.
Man, probably Integrin.
I have to agree.
Not because they're lesser of Dudes, but just because they don't have as extravagant flavors. Like Dudes has so many options. Like they literally have a pumpkin flavored and yeah, pecan. And they're, I'm telling you, the pecan one
more
smells like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're more adventurous. I think. Yeah,
and like the Integrin is awesome. Like Integrin's IPA, love it.
Valkyrie's, but it's just like once again, beer.
But they don't promise a flavor that they don't give.
They do, but it they do taste put like an IPA. Some damn good flavors in their beers.
They say it's an IPA. It tastes like an IPA.
They make a American lager. It tastes exactly like American lager should taste.
Yeah,
but better. And I mean, they do a fantastic job. But I think the thing that puts Dudes over the top is definitely just flavor.
Ability. And experimentation and difference and like
they're
unique.
They're the epitome. So what I'd call those 2 different breweries is one's the old school brewery.
Yeah.
And one's like, the hipster brewery.
Oh, for sure.
Because one's putting in, and I'd say innovative.
Dudes is very innovative.
Dudes is very innovative. They're the more hipster one where they're trying to put more flavors. Innovative. It was. That's bars. That's
pretty good, right?
That's bars right there.
Right?
That is very good.
Are you proud of me?
I'm very proud of you.
I don't think of words innovative. Like that all the time. I'm not innovative stupid, but those don't bars. Come to my brain all the time.
But yes, it was very good. And I think, I mean, for myself, I just like trying new beers.
I do too.
And I think that's why they come in as number one out of that list of three.
Also, because like when we were in there at Dudes, we could pick the ones that like we're a little more familiar with, or at least we know that we like tastes of, like and in I've general, like a double lot of their IPA. Beers
before.
I like a double IPA.
Yeah.
So
the pupper wants in.
Oh, go get rest.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I like order that, but then he lets us taste all these like pecan and pumpkin, whereas normally, like, I'm sure the pecan one I could not drink 16 ounces of. It'd be too pecan-y.
Yeah.
That was so scientific.
Bars.
So. Bars.
Bars. Yeah, I mean, all right, nice now bird. Here comes the monkey wrench in the whole entire system. Institution. Institution oh, top. Ale Company.
Top.
Top? I have to say they come in top.
Right?
We were talking with the bartender.
Well, first off, they serve food.
And they serve dank food.
Flatbread off the charts. Like
the dankest of food.
Which, all right. You'll learn really quickly. I'm food about is the way. Food. Food but, is the key to my heart. It doesn't take much.
I think. Oh, shit.
And Elliot feeds me. So
I try.
That's why I love him.
No, I think also the reason that they take the head of it is because they make all of the regular beers just better than all of them.
They do. Like the Institution IPA, it's the best IPA.
And then they make beers. They're experimental, but they're experimental with different flavors.
Yeah, what's the one you like?
It's
like
my fucking favorite is the RX or the Prescription. And it's a habanero infused beer. And that's by far the most amazing beer that I've ever fucking tasted because it's spicy while it's in your mouth and you get all the hoppy flavors of an IPA and it's fucking amazing.
But it doesn't
it's
like amazing. Linger,
and then you swallow right? And it doesn't, it lingers for just a quick second, but you get all of the other flavors lingering and then it goes away.
Like you can actually finish it as opposed to like a super, super duper spicy burrito where you're like halfway through and you're like, I can't finish this.
You're like, my mouth is fire. So on fire. I need to stop.
My tongue's going to fall out and die.
They do a fantastic job. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And I have to agree, although the Dudes are experimental, Institution experimental in a different way.
Yeah.
They're innovative in a different way.
I have to say, I don't think I've ever had like a spicy beer.
They're chasing different flavors while Institution is chasing very common flavors, I think.
You mean
dudes are chasing very common flavors.
I wouldn't say common, but a little safer.
Yeah, I think you're
like,
right.
Whereas like pumpkin safer. And pecan, pumpkin they've know. Been used before.
Pumpkin we know can work. Milk stouts we know can work. Coffee we know can work. Tropical fruit we know can work. Like we know all of these different things.
They're freaking using.
They're chasing.
Spicy.
Yeah, they're chasing shit that's
spices.
Never been
spicy.
Done.
Spicy.
And then also when you come down to just their institution, not saying Institution itself, but their actual locations, Institution wins.
Oh.
Institution wins every time. It's such a cool concrete-based, wood-tabled eatery place.
So there's two entrances.
Also serving fucking fantastic beer.
There's two entrances. You can either enter entrance.
You can either entrance from A or B.
You can enter like from where they're brewing and walk through up to like through the brewery area.
And go tour it.
And go and kind of tour it. I mean, no one's speaking to you,
but you can look at what's going on.
And then go up to the counter, or you can go through the table area and go up to the counter and order. So it's like no one comes and asks for your order. You have to go up and order. People deliver to you, but like on your way to the restrooms, you go through like the barrel.
To go to the restrooms, you have to go through the brewing room and then take a
ride.
What
are those called though?
Casks, stills.
Really?
Who fucking knows? Actually, that we should probably do some more research on that.
So we go through the brew area.
Brewaria.
The Brewaria. But it's just super cool because you just walk through and you see people working or not working because everything's done, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get the pizzas, a little beer cheese. And, it's not beer cheese. It's just delicious. The most
amazing mustard on the fucking face of the earth.
And
yeah.
A really good pretzel. And oh my God, I'm hungry. It's so, dinner time.
Institution is on our list of places to review in terms of beer and everything.
Even though we basically told you we're in love with it.
Yeah. Obviously, that's going to be a very biased place. And we'll do Westlake Brewery as well.
Yeah, we have to do it again. We have to give it a second. It was a Friday at 1 a.m. They literally, or 1 a.m., Jesus, 1 p.m. They had just opened.
We also did beer, and of course, alcoholics don't stick to one alcohol, so we're going to do other alcohols throughout it.
I love wine.
Yeah.
And tequila.
And tequila is amazing, and so we're excited to talk about a lot of different alcohols, but we have plans for these ones that we always bring up, our favorites, other favorites, people that recommend and stuff like that. Now we want to move on to our drinking game of the week.
Oh God.
You better fucking play it. I have no idea actually what it's called. No, we just call it ring hook.
The ring hooky thingy majingy.
It's the ring hook game.
Okay. So I'm sure you've seen it in like a random pub or fun bar that like has a bunch of games all around because this, you can either see it, it's like a hook on a wall where you toss a long string that's attached to a round circle, a ring. Oh, yeah. A string, I mean, that's attached to a ring that you throw and you try and get it on the hook. That's the one that I saw the first time. It was like a big, like life-size scale one. But recently, we've been seeing ones all over that are just like table ones, like table size. That they're just kind of like, they look like a hangman type of situation, but there's a string coming off the front with a little ring and then the hook, and you literally could sit there for 30 minutes just tossing it at the hook and you get it like once.
I just looked it up.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Bimini Ring Game.
Oh my God. So you mean hooky ringy thingamajingy, yeah. Isn't it right?
Should I patent that? I really like hooky ringy thingamajingy because it just rolls off the tongue better.
Guys, get that.
What is it? What beanie
trademark?
Bimini ring game. Yeah, it should be called Bimini ringy thingamajingy, but they did not do that. So we got ringy thingy bingamajingy. I don't know what we said earlier, but so in the how to play, stand back directly in front of the hook. With the ring and the string fully extended, swing the ring gently. It is not necessary to swing hard. Matter of fact,
the harder the better.
Oh yeah, just fucking throw that ring at it.
Just kidding.
By doing it gently, you will soon develop a smooth rhythm in your swing.
See, you'll develop. If you get on the first try, go freaking to Vegas or get a lottery ticket because you're lucky, mother trucker.
Once you loop the ring on the hook for the first time, you will find it easier than on. Each person gets five.
False, by the way, false.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't get easier.
Each person gets five tries each turn. The first one to get five ringers wins the round. Ringers do not have to be consecutive. The best of two out of three rounds is a match. This shit I'm learning for the very first time.
Wow, we were just playing like two tosses and then pass it, like just, puff, puff, pass.
Just see how much you and can fucking make it on. And then if you don't make it,
you take a sip of your beer. If you do make it, the other person takes a sip. Like in your two chances.
That's quite the game.
But all right. That other one sounded
so yeah. It's,
Does it take counting? Because counting's just like, yeah, you know, when you've been drinking.
It's five rings for a game or five rings for a mound and it's a mound. Five rings for a round and two rounds out of three. It's two rounds out of three. Okay. So it's a pretty good game. And as long as you have beer, you can easily make it. And as long as you have beer, you're fine.
I feel like you can make it with like a lot of different things.
Oh yeah.
You got like a ring? Like girls. We always have rings on, right? Or is that just me thing?
I think it's bigger the hoe, right? I mean you can use your earrings.
Good. I have six rings on, that's excessive. That's too many. No, it's not. Sorry, I'll take more.
You always drink them. You always
drink. I always drink them by seven rings.
So as we get along with this fucking podcast, we just get more drunk. Oh, God.
All right. We need to end this thing.
Yeah, we're very close to the end. Joke of the day.
Oh.
Because we had to crack a LaCroix. Because you guys, if you guys didn't know, this take is not the first take. It's actually the second take because we tried recording on my fucking phone. And don't ever fucking do that because phones are shitty.
The phone just like decided it was like, no, screw you.
No, you're not recording. He had other plans. We cracked both of our beers
at the same time. Yeah.
And I bet that fucking sounded great, but it didn't last. So we grabbed a coconut LaCroix.
Which. Awful.
Worst flavor on the planet.
LaCroix, yeah, you're doing your thing, I guess. You're not my favorite, but also the coconut flavor is disgusting.
But the joke of the day is about LaCroix, and I think it's the funniest joke I've heard in a really long time. And it was on Twitter, and it says, LaCroix is like drinking sparkled water while someone screams the name of fruits in the room next to you. That's easily one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard. Because I've never actually read something and actually rolled, like, laughed my fucking ass off because
I actually
laughed my ass off for a good 20 minutes because that's hilarious.
Oh, LMAO'd?
I LMFAO'd. My fucking ass was rolling. But no, it was so funny. And I've actually never heard a joke that's more accurate because LaCroix is exactly that. It's a stroking of the nutsack of actual fruit.
Wow.
It's the worst.
I don't think I know what that feels like.
Yeah, you don't, and you never get to know.
I don't think I want a nutsack.
Oh, trust me.
Because once again, ladies, self-defense.
Oh, trust me. Nutsacks are the grossest things on the planet, and they're the weakest things on the planet, so you don't want one. But cheers.
And on that note, thanks for listening.
Cheers to the cheers. Dudes. Cheers that was to our, LaCroix.
LaCroix.
You guys
that was
really
our horrible cheers, though. Can you hear that? Ready?
Yeah, there we go.
That's awful.
One more time. That was a little louder.
That's a little louder, but it still sounds like a burp or a fart.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Still sounds like just barking spiders.
It sounds like gas of some sort.
Yeah, just gas leaving the body that you don't want anymore.
Okie dokie.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Wait, Linz, where can they find you on the social medias?
The social medias?
Yeah.
Oh, on the Instagrams at LINDSAYU. So that's Lindsay U.
Yeah, because you didn't know how to spell her type of Lindsay because no one fucking does.
No, everyone misspells it.
So one more time, what was it again?
LINDSAYU.
There like the letter you go.
And
myself,
that's like the only one I'm ever really on. So just do that one.
Myself, I am at stanley.elliott. So that's S-T-A-N-L-E-Y period. E-L-L-I-O-T. Go ahead and follow me
One T.
And then I'm going to shout out two Instagrams that I really like and I like following because they either give me great food or they give me great beer. One is the Beer Fridge NYC. No caps, no spaces. The Beer Fridge NYC is run by a guy named Joe Santagato. He just loves his beer. It's all New York style beer. So if you're listening from the East Coast and you want good recommendations on beer, he's definitely the one to go to. He drinks a whole lot of it. He likes his beer.
It's good
beer.
He
drinks a whole lot of everything.
It's like craft beers.
He goes from, you know, the stouts to the porter to the ales. You know, he likes it all. So that's a really good one. And then the other one I want to shout out is Can I Have More, Please?
Aww.
That is Lindsay's food Instagram. And you best believe that Lindsay and I eat only the best fucking food on the face of the earth. She has a fantastic food Instagram called Can I Have More, Please? And really, can I? It's got a little bit of beer, mainly food, but it's a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of drinking, and just a whole lot of eating. So go ahead and follow that one if you want picturesque, awesome food on your feed at all times. So That is Stanley.Elliott, and then at Can I Have More Please and The Beer Fridge NYC and Lindsay U, all on Instagram. Go follow us.
Woo.
And there should be a there should be an Alcoholics Diaries Instagram going up soon.
Oh, definitely.
So one, just keep looking that up. And if it's not there, just try again the next day. And if it's not there the next day, try again the next day. And just keep trying until it's there.
It's going to be like 6 years from now.
Yeah. It's going to be
finally
once we actually have listeners and everything like that. So thank you for listening. And thanks, have a good rest of your day. Drink beer, eat food, get drunk, have a good time.
And be cool.
I like it.
Bye, guys.
See ya.